How beautiful is today's collect of the day, the prayer read at the beginning of the service. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Today, this is the prayer of my heart. Because today is my last Sunday serving as a curate at Palmer Church, and my heart overflows with gratitude for the good things that God has given me through you, the people of Palmer, in these past 2 years. The blessings I have received in this church have exceeded all that I could have desired. I moved to Houston 2 years ago, just a week after graduating from seminary in Austin. I didn't know anyone in this huge city. I was terrified to drive anywhere because I wasn't yet used to the way Houstonians drive like they're playing Grand Theft Auto. My Austin-y granola side was appalled by the amount of styrofoam that was used in restaurants. Y'all may not realize this, no other city is still using styrofoam. So even though I was just a few hours from home, adjusting to Houston was a bigger culture shock than I had bargained for. And I was scared. I was really scared. My anxiety ramped up, and I began to wonder what I had gotten myself into. I had a few weeks to just hang out in Houston and get settled before I began at Palmer. But instead of those few weeks being relaxing and fun, I was racked with worry. For the first time in my life, I was wearing a clergy collar around my neck, and people looked at me differently and treated me differently. And here I was supposed to just waltz into this grand, beautiful sanctuary and preach and teach and share the gospel. What if I couldn't do it? What if I wasn't up to the task? What if the challenges were just too much to overcome? The fear of the unknown loomed larger and larger with each passing day. In the passage we read from Acts this morning, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the non-Christian Athenians. He has walked around all day and observed the way the Athenians worship their gods. Throughout the city, they have lots of little statues that represent their gods, and they offer food and wine to them in hopes of winning their favor. Paul respectfully acknowledges the Athenians' faithfulness in this religious system. But then he says, "Let me tell you about the God we worship." The God we know, Paul says, is greater than our minds can even begin to comprehend. We don't create this God using our own hands. This isn't a God you can put in the corner of your house like a little good luck statue. This is the Lord of heaven and earth, the God who is love. We don't create this God. This God created us. And we exist because God wishes it to be so. This God is the life force in whom we live and move and have our being, as Paul so beautifully says. In other words, God is not just a character in our lives, a symbolic figure that we can imagine or conceptualize, but God is the very ground of our being, as the theologian Paul Tillich would say. That's a scary thought when we begin to realize that God is so much bigger and deeper than we can comprehend, when we realize that we are utterly dependent upon this God who, as Paul says, gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. It's scary to worship this kind of God because when we realize our utter dependence upon God, we are forced to face our own powerlessness. Is there anything more terrifying than acknowledging our own powerlessness? Sometimes, for a while, we can successfully delude ourselves into thinking that we are in control and that our lives will unfold just as we plan them. But inevitably, life comes along and reminds us that we are not in control and that we may not, in fact, have it all together. This reminder could be something exciting, like a new job, a graduation, moving to a new city. Or it could be a scary health diagnosis, a divorce, a death. Giving up our sense of control is never easy. It is so hard to relax and trust God in the face of uncertainty. A few weeks ago, Bishop Hector Monterroso preached here at Palmer for Serve Sunday. In case you haven't heard, Bishop Hector, who has been serving as the Bishop of Costa Rica for the past 14 years, is actually moving right here to Houston to serve as one of our bishops in the Diocese of Texas. This is amazingly good news, and I know you all will make sure he feels welcomed here in Houston as he and his family begins their own time of change. When he was here a few weeks ago, Bishop Hector told me this great story. Hector met his brilliant wife, Sandra, through their church when they were in their early 20s, living in Guatemala City. Not long after they had started dating, they were at a Bible study at church late one evening. After the Bible study ended, they hung around for a while talking, until suddenly they realized that it was getting late and they needed to catch the last bus, which came at 10 o'clock. They walked outside just a few minutes before 10, and it was pouring rain. They huddled under the bus stop, which stood by the side of the road at the end of a big hill. Soon they saw at the top of the hill the headlights of the bus moving towards them in the rain. Hector reached into his pockets to pull out some change for the bus fare and realized, to his horror, that he had forgotten his wallet. Neither did Sandra have any cash on her at the time. It was pitch black, pouring rain, and this was the last bus for the night. They would have to walk 2 miles to get home. Considering he was still trying to win the affections of this young woman, this was not a smooth move on Hector's part. He was frozen with stress. What could they do? It had been raining so hard for so long now that little streams were rushing by their feet down the sloping street and into the night. Hector looked down, and right at that moment, he saw coming towards him down the stream a $5 bill. He reached out and snatched the bill from the stream just as the bus stopped in front of them. Most of the time, all we can see is the little patch of ground right at our feet. And when that is all we can see, when we don't know exactly what lies ahead of us, or when we can't imagine how in the world we're going to get out of the mess that we find ourselves in, it is so, so hard to relax and lean into that powerlessness. That's when we start feeling anxious. Some of us freeze up and get stuck. That would be me. Others of us go into hyper mode, trying to fix everything and anticipate every possibility and control all the outcomes. It's hard to be human and to live in a world full of changes and unknowns. But this is what I am beginning to learn. Even when things are dark, even when things are looking bleak and I'm feeling hopeless, God is sending something good my way. If when we're feeling anxious or overwhelmed, we could just pause for a moment and imagine a God's eye view of our lives, we could see that even that very moment, something good is floating down that stream, rushing downhill towards our open hands. That's what God promises us. Good things. Good things that exceed our wildest expectations. Living a life of faith is about learning to trust that and believe it, and living your life like you believe it. All we can see at any one moment in time is just the little bit that God has given us for today. Unfortunately, we don't get to see all of God's master plan for our lives or the world. So there will be much that we don't know or don't understand. But all God asks of us is to be faithful with that little bit that we've been given for right now, to pay attention to the ground that's beneath our feet. Through prayer, through studying scripture, through living in community, we learn more and more how to be faithful, how to trust that God has better things in store for us than we could ask or imagine. 2 years ago, I spent my last days of summer an anxious mess, spending more energy worrying about the future than just enjoying the moment. If only I had known what was coming down the stream towards me, I need not have worried at all. I have received more good gifts in these 2 years at Palmer than I had ever expected. Friendship, graciousness, encouragement, laughter, trust, beautiful music, love, and much more. This is the church that ordained me a priest, and I will forever be grateful for that gift. And by the way, I have come to love the city of Houston. I have become a fearless and aggressive driver, and I use styrofoam with glee. And now here I am, facing another big change, a new adventure full of unknowns. And believe me, I'm still scared. But this time, I am calmer. I'm more at peace, because I am beginning to learn that God keeps his promises. And I am learning to trust that God always gives us what we need. Every Sunday as we leave the church, we pass beneath these words of Jesus carved into the wood above the door. Peace be with you. My own peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. My hope for you and for me is that we learn to take those words to heart. So, what might be coming down the stream towards you at this very moment? What good things might God have in store for Palmer Church? Be at peace and stretch out your hands. God is sending good things your way. Amen.
I'd like to invite the parents and godparents to please stand.